Lost for words, friends of 17-year-old Mehdi Ladadwe remember a young man gone too soon. Israeli forces killed Mehdi with a bullet to the chest late on Friday. That was after confrontations in his hometown of Al-Mazra' al-Gharbiyya between Palestinians and Israeli soldiers, when locals said they were trying to fend off an attack by Israeli settlers. A loyal and compassionate friend is how his neighbor Adam Ladadwe remembers Mehdi minutes after he was laid to rest.
He used to dream of having a good future. He is someone who loved life and going out. He was gone way too soon.
Palestinians say not only is there no accountability for these killings, but the violence against them is being used as an electoral tactic. Ahead of elections in November, Palestinians say Israeli politicians hope to get more votes by increasing assaults on them.
People here say Mehdi's only fault was trying to defend his village from an attack by Israeli settlers. He's one of three Palestinian teens killed by Israeli forces in less than 24 hours in what is turning into the most violent year in the West Bank since 2015.
Out of the 114 Palestinians killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank this year, a third were shot in Jenin, in the northern West Bank. Early on Saturday, two Palestinians were killed during confrontations after an Israeli raid in the Jenin refugee camp.
The injuries were focused in the upper body parts. One of them was a direct bullet to the head and the other was to the neck. The two men arrived at the hospital and their hearts stopped. We couldn't resuscitate them.
Night and daily raids have recently been met with armed confrontations in the place Israel calls the Wasp's Nest. Military analysts estimate there are hundreds of armed Palestinians inside the Jenin refugee camp. Last week, the Israeli military approved the use of drones for targeted assassinations as Palestinians' use of gunfire increases. Largely unarmed in the face of a violent military occupation, Palestinians say they can only rely on themselves. Recent polls suggest the Palestinian support for an armed uprising against Israel at 48%. The odds of achieving peace are low, but standing still, the young here say, is no longer an option. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the occupied West Bank.